you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show, broadcast live every day from sunny Southern California. I have the solution. There's only one solution for the LA Lakers. I'll tell you what that solution is upcoming. Check out the latest lines of the world of sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers, the most trusted name in online sports betting. Got to be 21. Got to be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, people tell us all the time, like, well, you don't talk about baseball. You don't talk about baseball. Like, all right, well, let's we'll talk about baseball when it becomes a relevant topic. There was a relevant topic over the weekend, and I wanted to bring it to you, and I want to get your thoughts on it. Because sometimes I feel like I'm losing my mind. That's honestly how I feel. Sometimes, don't you ever feel like that? You're like, man, am I losing my mind? Do I see this story as pretty cut and dry? The New York Yankees were off to a red hot start. The game, what was it? I think Thursday was postponed because of rain. They beat the White Sox on Friday. There's going back to their previous series with the White Sox. There was some Josh Donaldson forcing somebody off a bag, and it gets to where when you play each other. Okay, you play Tim Anderson is a guy who he's he's not super over the top, but he's a little bit much. He took a little personally. There was some, they don't want any, there was like the bench clearing brawl sort of thing. Tony La Russa is a big back your players guy and a buzz the tower if you mess with my guy sort of guy. He's old school, right? So there's kind of the backstory. So I guess this was like Saturday where there was a couple of different times where Josh Donaldson is talking to Tim Anderson as he leaves the field. Here's Tim Anderson explaining the problem he had with Josh Donaldson.
Yeah, he just made a, you know, disrespectful comment. You know, basically was, you know, trying to call me Jackie Robinson. Like, what's up, Jackie? I don't play like that. You know, and I don't really play at all. I wasn't really, you know, bothering nobody today. But, you know, he made a comment, and, you know, it was disrespectful. I don't think it was called for. It was unnecessary.
That was when you guys crossed past the shortstop there at the end of the third.
Yeah, but that happened in the first time he got on. You know, and I spared him that time. And then it happened again. You know, it's just uncalled for. You know, it's not, you know, I got time to, you know, be playing like that.
How did you manage to contain yourself? That kind of comment.
I don't know, to be honest. It was very disrespectful, you know. You don't want to play like that.
You call it disrespectful. Tony just said it was racist. Is that accurate?
Yeah, same along that same line, yeah.
Okay, so now it's racist to call somebody Jackie Robinson. Seems weird to call somebody Jackie Robinson out of the blue, right? I don't think of Jackie Robinson as a... I don't think I've ever heard anybody say, call somebody Jackie Robinson. And how you look at Jackie Robinson, I guess, is completely based on perspective. If I say the name Jackie Robinson, obviously there's a guy who broke the color barrier in professional baseball, right? Like everybody knows that. But he's also academic All-American, three different sport All-American at UCLA. Like the league, everybody wears his number for one day in Major League Baseball. He's pretty much the most revered former player of the last 100 years in the history of the sport. Is that a fair way, like, right? Like, if you said Jackie Robinson, I don't know. Other than, yes, breaking the color barrier would be, and he is black, but so is Tim Anderson. So, but style strikes you as weird. Here's Josh Donaldson's explanation.
First inning, I called him Jackie. So let me give you a little context of that. 2019, he came out with an interview, said that he's a new Jackie Robinson of baseball. He's going to bring back fun for the game, right? And 2019, when I played for Atlanta, we actually joked about that on the game. I don't know what's changed from, and I've said it to him in years past, not in any manner than just joking around for the fact that he called himself Jackie Robinson. So, you know, if something has changed from that, like my meaning of that is not any term trying to be racist by any fact of the matter. It was just off of an interview that what he called himself. And when we said that before, we joked about it, he laughed, whatever. As you could tell in our series that we played, there were multiple times where I tried to defuse the situation. Like I took responsibility for the tag, wasn't trying to do anything there. Like today, just trying to defuse it, like, hey, like, make light, like, hey, we're not trying to start any brawls or anything like that. Obviously, he deemed that it was disrespectful, and look, if he did, I apologize. Like, that's not what I was trying to do by any manner, and that's really, that's what happened.
Okay, Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Huh. Huh, that's fascinating to me. Fascinating. Because, I don't know, I hadn't heard that Tim Anderson called himself the next Jackie Robinson. So what do you do? I'm sitting around watching baseball, saw this happen, get ready to watch the NBA game. I Googled Tim Anderson, Jackie Robinson. Turns out there's an article in 2019 where he says, I consider myself the new Jackie Robinson. I'm going to bring fun and excitement back to the sport. A couple things. First and foremost, the most important thing is this. If you called yourself the new Jackie Robinson 2019, and oh yeah, by the way, earlier this year, you reiterated you're the new Jackie Robinson. And then somebody else calls you Jackie Robinson or Jackie, even if they're teasing about it. There is zero chance I'm going to side with you. None. None. Now, had Jackie Robinson or had the word been some sort of former slur or seen as a slur to anybody else before you said, hey, this is what I call myself, then maybe you'd be like, well, I don't know if I call him this because other people are like, It's never been used in a negative connotation ever. No one in the history of Earth has ever uttered the word Jackie Robinson in a negative connotation in talking about baseball or a baseball player. But here's the other part. Who the hell is Tim? I'm more offended that he considers himself the new Jackie Robinson, and he actually says that. And oh yeah, by the way, he assumes that Jackie Robinson or wants to make Jackie Robinson's career about being fun. Right? Jackie Robinson was a lot of things. But you know what he's not? He was not known as? Like, he was not known as a guy who brought fun to the sport. Look, did Jackie Robinson lead the league in batting average? Yes. Did Tim Anderson? Yes. Jackie Robinson also led the league in stolen bases 2 different years. He was a consistent MVP candidate. These are all things that I know that Tim Anderson, was he 7th in the MVP voting a couple years ago with the White Sox? But for the most part, he's a nice, good player. He's an on-base sort of guy. He's a good, solid shortstop. No one has ever said, you know who he reminds me of? Jackie Robinson. Except for Tim Anderson, who says, I'm the new Jackie Robinson. And you know what else? No one ever says that Jackie Robinson is synonymous with fun. It doesn't mean that Jackie Robinson wasn't fun. Doesn't mean he didn't change the sport. Doesn't mean he wasn't incredibly impactful. But the way Tim Anderson tells it, baseball wasn't fun until Jackie Robinson, and I'm going to bring back fun to the game. I don't know what I'm more offended by. The fact that I'm supposed to believe that a guy calls himself something and calls himself the same name this year, then somebody else teases him with it, and suddenly that's racially derogatory. Or the fact that he made himself synonymous with one of the 10 most impactful players of all time and completely misassociated what that guy is known for or what he should be compared to because of. All right, Beyer, you have a tendency to see these things a little differently than me. Am I off on this one?
Well, I'll give you my thoughts on it. Because when I was a kid, I was known as Danny, okay? And that was, you know, it was Danny Beyer was my name. Now go by Dan, but it was by Danny. It was like a different name. But if I got in trouble, I was Daniel, you know, like where I was called a different name, where it was a serious sort of thing. I think where Josh Donaldson made the error was if he used that joking phrase in what was a serious sort of matter, that Tim Anderson took it wrong. I don't think that it was racist by any means. I do think if Josh Donaldson had the issue with Tim Anderson, he should say, Tim. Like that's how I viewed the whole situation. It wasn't racist. It was Josh Donaldson maybe just not using the right phrase and the right name, and that's what I think he was guilty of.
Okay. What do you think, Jay Stu?
Well, there's a couple layers to this, right? Tony La Russa, after Saturday's game, only put gas on the fire when he said that the comments were racist, right? So now we have the player acknowledging that it's racist. We have the manager acknowledging that it's racist. Aaron Boone was compelled by the reporters basically to be like, you know what? In my opinion, it's just somewhere he should not have gone. In other words, the material is not somewhere where Josh Donaldson should be discussing. I think this is utterly ridiculous. I think that if indeed he has been called Jackie in the past and Tim Anderson just kind of laughed it off and whatnot, then Josh Donaldson is well in play here to keep doing it. Even if he knows or thinks that it's under his skin a little bit, that's to me, that's gamesmanship. But racism has nothing to do with this. I think Tim Anderson was like, they keep getting the best of us. I'm getting my butt kicked out here, and now I'm going to call Jackie racist. It just seems convenient at this point.
I'm with you. I just, you know, I don't get it. And look, there's other White Sox have come to Tim Anderson's defense. You know, their closer, Liam Hendricks, okay, calls him delusional. Delusional. Here's Josh Hendricks.
Usually you have inside jokes with people you get along with, not people that don't get along at all. And so that statement right there was complete.
Porque But then again, my feelings towards the individual in question are pretty well documented in the fact that we don't get along. And the fact that I have now spoken to, I think it's 4 separate clubhouses that he's been into, and as a whole, none of them have gotten along. So, yeah, him trying to pull that, trying to whip out that narrative is completely not a... Like, us in this clubhouse, we have TA's back and everything. And that was just a completely unacceptable thing. And then trying to whip it out as being an inside joke, no, that's... They don't have those sorts of things going along. That's like having an inside joke with a guy who you are a nemesis with, per se, I guess you could say. But yeah, that's not how it went down in this clubhouse. And I don't understand how he ever thought about it like that. It's just straight delusional.
I gotta tell you, I mean, first of all, he's just like, we have his back no matter what. Like, that's the dumbest thing ever. Second of all, Josh Donaldson can be a bad guy or a guy that's hard to get along with. Like, baseball's hard, dude. You got like 20 days off the whole summer. And when guys irritate you, they're going to irritate you. He could be wrong. That doesn't mean he's racist. Doesn't mean he's racist. You know? I mean, Tim Anderson, this is the article from 2019 in Sports Illustrated. When he's on first base, he usually is social. My conversation is limited over there. I'm like, what's up, dude? What's up, man? How you doing today? Because we don't have nothing in common. He doesn't speak Spanish. He doesn't hunt or fish. I don't even want to touch a fish. Like, wait, what? So he went on, okay? And Anderson came up in, this is, again, April 17th, 2019. Okay, he comes off against Brad Keller. Brad Keller is not black. He's white. Okay. He was suspended 5 games, and Anderson 1 game for his conduct. He allegedly called Keller, who is white, a weak-ass effing N. Right? Like, this all happened. I called him a weak-ass effing N. So, let's get this straight. Let's talk about who Tim Anderson is. He's okay. And look, I'm well aware that the N-word, while I don't use it, it's not allowed to be used in my house. My son, who, like, we like listen to rap, hip-hop, it's in some of those songs. I'm like, dude, if you ever utter those words, okay, you are going to have hell to pay for me, because in the real world, you have hell to play. That is not an acceptable word. That is an absolute understanding. But, dude, this is the same guy who said that to a guy, got suspended for it, and then admitted to it. Yeah, that's what I said. Then, again, calls himself like he's carrying this burden of, I'm going to be different, and I'm Jackie Robinson. It was a big thing. So, like, Liam Hendricks, like, we support him no matter what. Like, what? Because you don't like Josh Donaldson? Like, I don't know Josh. I'm actually the perfect person for this. I have no feelings. I don't care. I don't know either player. I did a little research, and everything I know tells me that Josh Donaldson can kind of be a tough dude to be around. Hey, right? But Tim Anderson is calling white dudes the N-word, getting suspended for it, calling himself Jackie Robinson. I'm the new Jackie Robinson. And then a guy who they don't like, a team that they don't like, calls him Jackie, and he loses his mind, and then has the balls to call him a racist. Like, what? That one I don't get.
To Jason's point, it seems that La Russa was the one that kind of flamed this whole thing. If Tim Anderson didn't like it or felt it was disrespectful, that's Tim Anderson's opinion, and that's something that he has to, I guess, sort out with Josh Donaldson. But for the racist term to pop up, this took it up about 5 different levels.
Correct. I completely agree with you.
Yeah, and listen, it's not, you know, you Jason said gamesmanship. Whatever the case may be, this is obviously now transcended the playing field. The ability to just be like, you know what, my bad. You know, like, that's to the point where we need to be, or, hey, Tim,
But why is it his bad? It's not. He didn't say anything wrong. Like, we make people apologize for stuff. And I actually thought Josh Donaldson was like, look, if all of a sudden that thing has changed, I'm sorry. But, like, what is he really apologizing for? How is calling somebody who calls themselves the new Jackie Robinson, Jackie? How is that so offensive? It goes up to the level of needing to apologize. If you can explain that one to me, I'm totally willing to
listen. I don't think you're capable of understanding it. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
How so?
Of just diffusing the situation. There's a point of you're saying, why should Josh Donaldson apologize?
Why is he upset?
If you're not going to let me finish, then I'll tell you. It's the point of Josh Donaldson can say, okay, my bad. You know what? I'll take this one. I apologize. Shouldn't have said it. That's fine. He may not believe it, but guess what? He apologizes. He moves on. The issue is done. And that's the point of it. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful and saying you don't understand, but you're saying that you shouldn't admit or apologize for something that you don't think is wrong. Sometimes you have to just to move on from it.
That's the problem. But by apologizing, okay, it means, again, and I don't know how you take it, but I would guess by apologizing, you're admitting that it can be taken as having some sort of racial...
No.
I don't think you think that. I do think that many people in the rest of the world do. And like you said, it's because Tony La Russa suddenly made it about race. I think Anderson made it about race when he talked about disrespectful because he wouldn't really go further with it. And what he meant by disrespectful was what Tony La Russa said. So, again, I don't think that you believe this, but I do believe that people – like, I don't mind apologizing. And I thought that way Josh Allen was like, look, if the meaning changed, I'm sorry. Right, so I think that was an apology, but somebody's going to have to explain to me how it's okay for Tim Anderson. Like, the problem is Tim Anderson getting hot over something that he called himself. That doesn't make – I'm just a logical person. And it's not that I don't understand or can't understand what it's like to feel like somebody says something that's either racially or, my case, like religiously insensitive. Right? Because I've dealt with this. Throughout my life, you know, where somebody – you're in an environment where there's not a lot of Jewish people. Somebody says something about Jewish people, and I don't – and they're not necessarily educated enough. And so you get mad. Like, you can't point it out every time. But there are times in which you say, like, look, let me explain to you why that's not – that's not okay. That's kind of offensive, and we could maybe move on from that. And then they go, oh, I totally apologize. I just – no one has offered up what is offensive about – something that he called himself. And it's not generally seen as an offensive term, right? Like, we did it about Redskins, and nobody uses the term Redskins, but I do understand under any sort of dictionary definition, Redskins, like, okay, I can see it. It's not the way that it was originally intended. It's not the way it's been used. But if we want to take it at face value, calling somebody a Redskin is not an acceptable way of talking to somebody. Understood. Calling somebody Jackie Robinson when they call themselves Jackie Robinson, I'm struggling with.
I don't know if it was his nickname that was used in the clubhouse. I think that they were doing it to poke fun at him using that. But I would say in your argument, then there would be no reason to ever settle for a lawsuit. Because if you believe you're right, then there's no reason to settle for a lawsuit.
It's a great point. The counter to that is really simple. The reason people settle lawsuits is not always because of right or wrong. They settle lawsuits because it's all the other damage that is done with discovery, right? They go into your cell phone. They go into your bank records. They find out other things about you. And that's the stuff that you don't – that's why people settle lawsuits.
Or just to move on from it.
Agreed.
And that's what I think – that's the point of Josh Donaldson of being like, listen, I don't think I did anything wrong. But you know what? To move on from this so I'm not known as the guy for the rest of the season that may or may not have said a racist term that some people think it may not, I'll apologize and we'll move on and Tim Anderson and I are good.
Okay, but here's the issue with it. I agree with you. Sometimes you just move on, right? Here's the problem. It's really, really, really hard to shed any sort of racist logo, right? So now, because of how it was framed, you know, and honestly, like, if you really want to get down to it, what Liam, was it Hendricks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What Liam Hendricks, you could leave that up to interpretation of, hey, this is who Josh Donaldson is. Guys don't like him because Maybe he's a little bit racist. That's for Josh Allen. If you, I agree with you in terms of just apologizing to move on. The problem with the basically calling somebody racist, and this is what happened to me Friday when I pointed out Nick Wright's points are completely invalid. Is if you point out that somebody who's calling something racist, you become a racist yourself, and that is a label that it's really hard to shed. Right? Really hard to shed. It's hard to come back from that. And that's what I think. That's why I think the Josh Donaldson, the explanation is important. Like, look, man, like this is what this dude said. This is where it came from, but explaining it away, it doesn't matter. You'll get people who forever now label him a racist, and that's so unfair. And you know, I get that it's just words and whatever. You're right in terms of moving on, but that's a hard thing for other people to move on from. Other people just don't accept it. They think, well, you show them who you are. Like, look, I had people coming at me this weekend on Twitter about this deal. And they're like, oh, you show who you are. Like, who am I? I'm somebody who I'm just reading on the story, parachuting in. One guy called himself Jackie Robinson. The other guy's teasing him with Jackie. And all of a sudden now became racist. Like, that doesn't make any sort of sense. I agree with you on moving on. It's just really hard to do.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
We got a lot to get to. We got the Celtics-Mavs game 4 tonight. Tyler Herro is out for the Heat. Warriors up 3-0 on the Mavericks. I want to get to that with Eddie House. Plus, I want to propose this. I have a solution for all the Lakers' problems. All of them. Okay? So, like, okay, let's look at it. The problem is their roster is too old. The problem is their roster is too top-heavy, right? The problem is that, what is it, 6 of the last 7 years they've been disappointing and haven't made the playoffs in all but 2 of those years, right? They had 10 teams out of 15 in the Western Conference. They couldn't make it this year, despite having Russell Westbrook the whole year, LeBron James for enough the year, and Anthony Davis didn't play a ton, they were still 500 with him and LeBron in the same lineup. They got to find a coach. They got to fill out the roster. The roster needs to get younger. It needs to get better, right? Plus, they feel at least partially beholden to LeBron and Rich Paul and his agency. There's only one solution that immediately changes all of their problems and makes and at least gives them a path to eventual long-term success. You know what that is? Trade LeBron James. If you trade LeBron James, there is no pressure from Rich Paul and his agency. You trade LeBron James. You also, remember, there's the expectations you have LeBron that you're going to compete. And we've seen this before from the Lakers. Paying an aging superstar does not work, especially when you pay him top of the market. You're not going to lowball LeBron James. He still has a ton of value. But if you keep him, okay, now he's going to want his son to play. Now he's going to want his guy to be the coach. He's going to want his guys around him, and his choices have taken you where you are. You won, okay? You had him enough time that you won a championship. Now it's time to cut bait and to move on and get as much back in return as possible. That changed all your problems. Now, does that make you – are you going to win next year? Likely no. But you know what else you're not going to do? You're not going to win next year if you have LeBron James. Like, he's never been hurt before. Suddenly now he's starting to get hurt all every year. Why is that? Because he's older. Can't defend the same way. He's not going to evolve and change, become a different player. Doesn't end well. Eddie House joins us, NBA analyst, former player, member of the Celtics last NBA championship team. Okay, I propose that it's not that I don't think LeBron's still very good. It's the only way to fix this thing, to fix most of their problems, is to move him while he still has a ton of value. What do you think?
That sounds good in theory, but really, is he going to go for that? Right? I'm not sure if in his contract does he have a no trade clause or not. But if he doesn't, is that something that he's going to be like, yeah, I'm with that? Because no matter what, I don't think that you don't have a conversation with him. And if you do have a conversation with him, and it's like, no, I want to stay here and try to make this work, and you trade him anyway. I don't think that sits too well with anybody, not only making that deal after he said, no, I want to stay here and try to make this work, and you still make the deal, for anybody coming in moving forward to be able to trust the organization. And you say, hey, you could do that to him when he was like, I want to make this work. That was this is LeBron James we're talking about, and you cut bait with him and you say, I don't care, we're going to move on from you right now, even when him wanting to stay. How does that entice somebody else that's up and coming and young to say this organization will have some sort of loyalty to me? I think that's where it's a slippery slope and it's a thin line, you know. Which way do you go? But I understand what you're saying. Yeah, that's like in a perfect world, that's exactly what it is. But is that the perfect world LeBron is living in?
It's a great point. You're talking about reality versus something on paper, something that seems to make sense to everybody until the real people and real relationships get hurt. Let's start Mavs-Warriors. How did you think the series initially was going to go?
I thought the Warriors would get them. I didn't think the Mavs. It's been the same thing. It's like, okay, the Mavs are like a LeBron James team early, you know, where the usage rate. But Luka's not LeBron because he can't do all of the things that LeBron does. Can he score? Hell yeah, he can score. Can he make guys better? Hell yeah, he can make guys. Can he defend? No. Can he defend? No. And that's the problem. He is the person that they're looking for. They're sneaking out. And then so usage rate. And then also being a liability defensively. And then on top of that, this is the thing, Doug. I look at this. When you have a guy who's dominating the ball for so long and he's getting off, well, all the other guys aren't getting into a rhythm. And the one thing LeBron James did from, and it's reverse of Luka. Luka comes out guns blazing. LeBron always came out and got guys involved, knowing one thing, that in the fourth quarter they could have a little bit of rhythm because they've seen some success early. And now that shot in the fourth quarter doesn't carry so much pressure as it would if I didn't take a shot or if I haven't had a rhythm. Now I have to make this shot in the fourth quarter. It's a different pressure, and everybody's not built for that. And you have to have some sort of rhythm in a game. Now, Luka, he's going to do what he does. He has to start changing, and I think that also falls on some of coaching as far as Jay Kidd saying, hey, man, get your guys involved early. Let them feel some success. Let them see the ball go in. Let them get a little rhythm. That way in the fourth quarter, that fourth quarter shot isn't pressurized as much as it is because they've had some success. They've seen it go in. This is not, I need to make this. If I don't make this, it's like, oh, the world is coming to an end. And I think that's what has been the problem. I think Luka's fantastic, but he has to understand that he's never going to get it done by himself. The same thing with LeBron James, and Luka is not the athlete LeBron James is. We can say that, period. We know that. He's not the athlete that he is. He may shoot better from three, but he definitely is not more effective than LeBron James was, even at that age. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. I would plug in a 24-year-old LeBron, right, or 22, 23-year-old LeBron right now in that situation, and I think that you would see a little different success team-wise from the Dallas Mavericks.
Eddie House is our guest here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, Luka, let's say this is the end of their postseason run. What should our takeaway be from Luka's postseason?
Yeah, well, you know what? He needs to get in better shape. You know, you see his body breaking down. He's limping. He's got tape all over his shoulder. You need to be in better shape. Come into camp in better shape. Don't come to camp to get in shape. Come into camp in shape and use training camp to get you in even better game shape, because we know training shape and game shape is two different things. So that's number one. Number two is understanding that he ain't going to get it done himself. They need some other players there. They need size. They've been getting whooped on the glass. And they've been, I mean, really beat up on the glass in this series particular. And when others aren't in a rhythm, others aren't having it going, it's really tough for him to just carry the load by himself. So they need somebody else. And, Doug, this is the one thing. I want to know what other – because everybody keeps saying, hey, we need another star. Dallas needs another star. I want to know what guy in his prime that's a star is going to come to that team and say, I'm going to stand in the corner and let this guy go to work. Luka's going to have to start changing his game up, not 100%, but he's got to change it a little bit to where he got to learn how to play off the ball a little bit. And that, to me, is something that – how do you draw another star there that feels like I'm in my prime, I'm a guy that could get mine too, but I'm just going to go stand in the corner? That's tough to do.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think he lets Spencer Dinwiddie, he lets Jalen Brunson. Yeah, he lets them handle it. And if you watched him when he's played in Slovenia, there are times in which he just moves it. I agree with you. I think they need a big. The big thing is, though, is like I'm watching, and all their bigs, they just shoot and they just stand and space out. No one crashes the glass. Nobody. So they have no chance of some of those second shots, those kickouts for threes as well. You mentioned movement without the ball. I propose this, okay? I don't think we'll ever see any team play the way the Warriors play now or ever. Because of how basketball is taught now, guys don't learn to move without the basketball. Nobody runs a motion offense for the most part, especially with the top-level players. So, and you have two guys that love each other's success. They're not jealous of each other's success, and they don't necessarily need to be as ball dominant. Steph dominates the ball more than Clay, but he gives it up, and then he moves it out the ball. Is that fair that we may never see, I don't think we'll ever see, a team play the way the Warriors play, mostly because of how basketball is taught, but also because of the unique makeup of these two players?
Well, I agree with you for this reason. I think that those two guys are two of the best shooters that ever lived, that ever played the game. So you won't see that. Two of the best shooters on the team at the same time that are at star level, that has done it, that's been there. So it's going to be tough to bring that back together. But I'm not going to sit here and say that you can't move the basketball, move your body, and move the ball and play with each other. Because I'll tell you what, when the Boston Celtics are playing their best basketball, they are moving the ball. They'll have 22 assists on 27 field goals in the first half, or they'll have things like that to where you look and say, well, yeah, you can move the ball and move your body. You just don't have to necessarily be moving the ball and moving the body for a three, for a guy that's knocking down a three-point shot, for a pin down. It could be a layup. It could be a backdoor cut. And even though the Warriors do all that, they just have great shooting. And I don't think we'll see a semblance of that great shooting in that way. But the way to play basketball has never changed. Okay, you play basketball one way, and that's share the ball. You get two, you kick it. If you got a good shot, but somebody has a great shot, you move the ball to the guy with the great shot. You know what I'm saying?
But the Mavericks play that way. Okay, the Mavericks play that way.
I don't think the Mavericks play that way.
But the difference is the off the ball movement. The difference is the guys in perpetual motion. That's not how basketball is taught. Now it's taught, you know, you get to a specific angle, you create a ball screen, you get downhill, wherever the help comes, you know where the pass is, you make that extra pass, or maybe the one more pass, or the one more and the one more pass, right? Like, that's how it's played. Baseline drive, baseline drift. There's not the, you have two guys move in perpetual motion, you have screeners that are cutting and reading and slipping off these screens. You have a Draymond Green who's looking to dime people up and not looking to shoot. Like, no one else in the NBA plays with the level of off-the-ball movement as the Warriors, even though other teams are as unselfish.
Yeah, I agree with you with that. And they do have a skill set. And you got to give credit to Steve Kerr and his coaching staff. And then also the players are buying in and believing, like, I'm still going to be able to do what I do individually. I'm still going to be able to help my teammate, whether it be a backdoor cut to open up somebody for a three, whether it is a pin down to set a good screen to open him up, or whether it's a slip for me to get a dunk. Like, they bought in. And, again, I go back to what I'm saying. Basketball has not changed. That is the recipe for great teams. And I don't care what level we're talking about playing. If you move the ball and move the bodies, one thing for sure and two things that are certain – the defense is going to get tired of guarding, and there will be a mistake that will happen defensively if you continue to do that. Now, over the long haul, that's what will happen. For the most part, I think that they are great at doing that. And then let's give Steve Kerr a ton of credit, because he was playing small a whole lot. And then not only on top of playing small and then adding Looney in and saying, hey, we need to rebound the basketball, we need to change what we're doing, but also allowing all the other guys to play during the season and get meaningful minutes. And then injecting them into the lineup and saying, hey, you know what, I trust you because I've seen that.
Right. Now they're super confident. Great stuff, Eddie. Really appreciate you joining us.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me, always.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Chad, the latest lines of the world of sports, the Bettor Sportsbook. Bettor is the trusted name online sports betting. Must be 21, present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Let's get to what the Fox said.
What does the Fox say
is brought to you by Discover Card. With prices soaring, the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/awards. Limitations apply. This is Colin Cowherd talking about the Warriors. After Kevin Durant's
had burner Twitter accounts. He talks to DMs media people all the time. What is he thinking? He got swept in the first round, and the Warriors look like they'll get into the finals. He's playing with an odd cast of characters. Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving, no bench, a young head coach. Warriors have everything. Stars, culture, bench, depth, talent, Steph. I know it's a players' league, but Kevin Durant is a cautionary tale of be very careful about bailing on a Hall of Fame head coach. Not many exist.
Oh, I agree with all of that. I think the issue for Kevin Durant is he was never really a fit there, and they made it work to great success. Meanwhile, those other pieces fit together better, and they've kind of rebuilt it the way it was before he got there. All right, I'll give you my thoughts on Josh Donaldson being suspended for calling Tim Anderson Jackie. And how we'll never see another Warriors. That's up coming next to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
and we're going to get across that wasteland. And we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.